Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac is presented by Ted's Montana Grill.
It's Football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
We can talk about that.
I think Vontae Davis is hanging out with Le'Veon Bell.
All right. Seth, you're on the fan. Hi, Seth. What's going on? Seth?
Yep.
Yeah, what's
going on, Billy?
What's going on, Seth?
Found a little odd, D-Mac, is that you basically just said you'd rather he'd be passive-aggressive and just sit there quietly for the rest of the second half. That's a little weird. I'd rather just
It happens all the time. Watch.
Shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen either, but, watch Keeb Tlaib in the last Broncos-Chiefs game. Watch that.
Brown this weekend got pissed and did it. But I just
Antonio Brown this past weekend showed the same amount of effort as Keeb Tlaib. Really? Are you sure about that? You positive
about
that?
The way he pouted on the sideline.
Pouting's different. Keeb Tlaib quit on the field.
No, I would just
go watch it.
If the guy doesn't want to be there, then he shouldn't be there. I don't think he. Owes
well, you could have figured that out.
That. I appreciate that perspective.
Okay, thank you, Seth. Great.
I appreciate that perspective.
Love working with
you
Seth.
Don't want to be. Yeah, you don't want to be here. Get the hell up out of here.
Roland, you're on the fan. Hi, Roland.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Super. Super. Amazing.
So, always amazing. But I'll tell you this: in the NFL, they'll cut you with what? 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes on the day of the Super Bowl, you can get cut.
That's right.
Coaches get cut.
That's right.
Fired. And so you know what? It's called at-will employment, isn't it? He has
No,
right.
It's not at-will employee. He's a contracted employee.
It's not a binding on both sides of a contract.
Yeah, you can retire, but it's not an at-will contract.
DNAC.
Yes, Rollins. Yes, I have several times.
Okay, and what did they do? Did they give you 2 weeks' notice?
I got, depends on what job I got fired from. Most of my jobs have paid out 3 to 4 months of salary. I get a one check.
Okay, but
here you go.
But did they give you another day?
Did they give me another day? Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, I got fired from Washington, D.C. in the morning, and they still needed somebody to work that shift that night. I said, do you need some help with that? They said yes, and I worked that shift.
Let me tell you, in the corporate world, okay, you get one day.
Is it disappointing, Roland, when you throw examples at me and I just shoot back real life examples of where you're wrong?
I'm telling you the truth. He has every right. He's a free individual. He was unhappy.
Life is free, Roland. I can walk. I saw a woman today. She had 3 backpacks on. She had hiking boots, and she obviously was going to take a trek around the world. She was responsible to absolutely nobody.
How do you
and
know?
She was living a life on Arapahoe Road that screamed vagabond. That's fine. You can do that anytime you want. But the difference is if you're making a commitment to some people or an organization and how you handle yourself, Roland. And if you were in the corporate world and in the middle of a presentation, you got up and you just left, you can do it. It's not a question if you can do it. It's how you're going to be viewed by other people.
Somebody quit today.
Okay, look.
The woman with the backpacks on Arapahoe Road, she doesn't care what people think about her. She's living her life. She can do whatever she wants, but she hasn't made a commitment to a team or an organization to be part of something bigger. She's made a commitment to herself.
D-Mac, come on. Big Al, tell me. If you're done, you're done, right?
When you're done, you're done. I don't care. As an athlete, it happens in a very rude and an abrupt way. When you're done, you're done. I'm going to be very honest with you, okay? I was really upset when John Elway retired, okay? I knew immediately.
It's two different things, Al.
Listen, hold on.
You're talking about two different things.
Hold on. Let me finish my story.
All right, go ahead.
Okay?
I can't wait to see where John retired in the middle of a game.
I was upset because without him, I knew that our chances of winning another Super Bowl were slim.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I didn't want him to quit. Everybody on the team tried to talk him back into staying,
uh-huh.
But you know what? He quit.
How did he quit?
Did he quit on the team?
He retired, first of all.
Did he quit? Is that quitting?
No, it's retiring. It's very, very different.
So, didn't he retire?
Yes.
Oh, did Vontae Davis retire?
Yes.
Okay.
You're not understanding it's how, not if you can do it, right? John didn't retire in the middle of a game. Vontae Davis is the only player I can think of ever to do what he did. So it's hardly something that is common or happens all the time.
I think,
in fact,
you know what? I think he's a brave guy for knowing that he doesn't have it, and he's going to hurt his team and his teammates by going out there and playing to a standard that is not his.
Oh, he's definitely not brave.
To me, he is.
He can do whatever he wants.
You know how frustrating it is to train the whole offseason and get to training camp, and when you get to training camp and get through preseason and you don't have the kind of work that you should have had in preseason, and you get to the first game, they tell you, you're out. You're a healthy scratch. You're done. And the first game you get into, you say, I can't do this anymore. Hey, man, look, that's it. I'm out.
All right. Okay. Taylor, you're on the fan. Hi, Taylor.
Hi. So my situation here is, D-Mac, I think you're so worried about what other people are doing rather than just focusing
Tell
on
the truth.
No.
Tell the truth.
What's the truth, Al?
That you're worried about everybody else and their thoughts about what you're doing. Go ahead and let you finish.
No,
I'll let you finish. That's completely untrue.
I don't care.
You know,
I was brought up by my parents to do things a certain way.
Oh, sure.
I've tried to teach that to my kids, and sometimes I succeed and sometimes I fail. I've worked in a business for 30 years. I've worked for many different employees and many different jobs, some jobs which I've been fired from, some jobs I couldn't stand, but I had responsibilities, so I continued to do those jobs. And not once would I have ever got up in the middle of something that other people were depending on me and just leave. It's preposterous.
Go ahead and finish. I'll let you finish now that he's done. Go ahead.
So I don't know. I've been in a position where I felt like I was going to be hurt at situation, and I quit.
Everybody can quit, Taylor. How'd you quit?
I just left.
How did you?
Was it in the middle of the day, or was it on a Friday at 5 o'clock? Was it a Friday on the
middle of the day?
Okay. And what was your job?
Plumbing.
Plumbing. And what was the dangerous situation that you were in?
They wanted me to go in the hole, and I wasn't going to go into a hole.
Okay. Who did you tell that you were leaving your job?
Yes.
Who?
Who'd you tell? Who?
Yeah.
The boss.
The boss. And what'd you tell him?
I don't feel comfortable with this. I'm out of here.
Okay. Did you ever work as a plumber ever again?
Yes. Still am.
You're still a plumber?
Yes, of course he is.
How do the people you used to work with feel about you?
Why does he care?
They don't care because they're not worried about me. They went in the hole.
Okay. All right, Taylor. Appreciate it. You can walk out of anything you want, Al.
I'm sorry to hear that
because I really don't think you're telling the truth.
Listen, man.
The one thing I really know
is how I felt when it was done for me. I know how I felt, and I knew that I couldn't be the same player. I couldn't do the same things. And you know what? I tried to do it the old-fashioned way, go in and talk to him and tell him it's not going to work.
Yeah, but if you had to do it all over again, wouldn't you have, when you told them the first time that you were done, if you had to do it over again, wouldn't have you just stuck to what you said?
No, because you know what? It was
you
the first
been
time.
Convinced to, no, to
no,
stay
no, you
around,
know why? You know
even
why?
Though you said you went in?
You know why? You know why? Because I needed to know, you know, I was listening to medical advice about, hey, listen, this is where it's going to be for now. It's going to get better in 3 or 4 weeks, and it didn't. So I didn't want to talk about it no more.
Okay. There's other quitters out there, too. There's plenty of people that have your
no,
back.
No, I think what it is that you're stuck
it's
on.
Not, it's not
you're
just
stuck
me,
on. Listen, you're stuck
if
on
you
these
say
old
me, you
principles.
You may as well say almost everybody else.
When you're talking about.
Include Lorenzo Alexander. Talk about Lorenzo, because I feel exactly the same as his teammate, Lorenzo Alexander.
Yeah,
so why
you know
point
what?
Him
it's
out?
Not his time. He'll have a time. He'll have his time.
He'll have a time where he walks out on his
he'll
team in the middle
time.
Of the game.
He'll have a time when he knows it's not right.
I doubt it.
He'll have a time.
How do you feel about what Aqib Talib did last year?
Snatching the chain?
No, quitting in the middle of the game.
What do you mean? On a play?
Yes.
I saw the play. He quit on the play. You're not going to get me to call Aqib Talib a quitter. I'm not doing that. You can do that.
Can you imagine if a commercial pilot quit mid-shift?
That's something totally different, dude. It'd be like, you know, I had a friend.
I had like a parachute or something. And just,
you know what? I had a friend of mine who said, you know what?
I'm done with
quitting
this.
In sports could, not the worst thing in the world. If you're a heart surgeon and you quit, yes. Then we're talking about, you know, leaving people stranded. This is not heart surgery. This is not a flight in the middle of the flight.
Again, it's not whether or not he has the right to retire. Of course he does.
He just knew that he was done. I just don't believe I think all the old coaches, all the old ball players with all these old ideas, you know, that don't understand the rigors of this job, don't get it. You know, like when your body is telling you that's it, then no matter where you are, you know that's it.
By the way, if anybody ever told me to get in the hole, I probably would quit, to be quite honest with you. If you're ever in a situation where somebody tells you to get in a hole, that might be a job or a situation you know want to get yourself out of.
When you're running backwards, stop and tackle Melvin Gordon. Same thing to me.
Then why were you playing football in the first
place?
You
didn't know. But and after a half of football,
Melvin
you knew.
Gordon was in the league?
But you didn't know. You didn't know until a half of football.
You weren't paying attention during the meetings then during the week, huh?
Well, you don't know how it feels until you're feeling it.
Training camp? No. Not the same. Not the same as, you know. All right. Well, we'll see if it ever happens again. I doubt it. It's a tough one to go out on, too. You've got to admit this. Now, whenever you think of Vontae Davis, this is going to be associated with him. You realize that, right?
Not for me. He was a great player for a long time, a Pro Bowl, All-Pro player.
What do you
player.
Think most people will think of him when they hear his name?
I don't know. But
really? You don't know what they're going
to
think?
Why don't you talk to old ball players who know when it's time, and they just get out of it.
All right. This is The Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3. The Fan.
We got to take a quick break because we are gabbering, so... Gabbering and jabbering. So we'll just rip through a couple quick calls. Rob, you're on the Fan. Hi, Rob.
Gentlemen, how you doing this afternoon?
Super. Amazing.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. I know you guys have kind of touched on the Vontae Davis situation, and I follow it fairly thoroughly. And I'm just kind of, like, disappointed and sad that nobody's mentioned the mental health aspect that's involved in the in-and-out daily rigors of the NFL. I mean, this is a guy who got traded from the Miami Dolphins, a Joe Philbin-led Miami Dolphins, not the best coach, not the best environment, to the Colts, who were probably the most Bush League Colts team since Jeff George or pre-Jeff George. And then he gets traded or free agent signing, however he ended up in Buffalo.
That was on him.
He had different jobs.
Well, here's the deal. He got traded. He's lost family members. It's not all about making millions and millions of dollars. He's a Pro Bowl cornerback, and he goes to Buffalo. To me, it's just like, it is what it is. There are some downsides. There's some upsides. I don't think he quit on his team. I'm an ex-professional soccer player. Sometimes you just snap in the heat of the moment. We always hear it on a daily basis where – you're going through it, you're in the heat of the moment, and stuff happens. Well, to me, this is like, dude, he played for the Dolphins, horrible. He played for the Colts, horrible. Best decision, agent, probably wasn't the best decision to go sign with the Bills. Coach, does he even have a clue? He started Jeff Peterman over their number one overall pick. Let's be honest here. The Bills are probably a college team at best. So I just think that somebody should kind of look at his perspective and be like, it wasn't the best mental health situation, and it is what it is. Hey, we'll get over it. And
nobody cares, Rob. Like, nobody is really upset about anything. You realize that, right?
No, I know. It's just kind of like a big joke. To me, it's like a big joke. Everybody's, like, laughing about it. But
yeah, because it's funny.
The guy was on Hard Knocks where he got cut, and he's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
Or not cut, but traded to the Colts. And it's like, I'm almost positive he lost his mom or his grandma that week, too. It was like... super, super ridiculous situation. But to me, one more thing. If you guys can tell Schlereth, I don't understand. I'm a Kansas City guy. I've been in Denver for 20 years. I love and appreciate. I love watching the Broncos. I love watching what they do, what they bring to the table. But, like, to start ragging on the Chiefs right now, I mean, to me, they don't necessarily show that they're going to, like, they're not really showing weaknesses. Obviously, they don't have.
You know what's funny about that, Rob? I've lived in Denver for 20 years. I'm a Denver guy.
Yeah.
But you've lived here for 20 years, and you're a Kansas City guy.
I'll always be Kansas City.
Yeah, I am. So, I mean, that's the difference, I suppose, between you and me, Rob. We got a lot of differences, me and you.
Absolutely.
I love the place that I live for 20 years. I identify with where I live and don't give a crap about teams from out of Colorado. You live here for 20 years and still pine away for Kansas City.
Hey, we have better barbecue. And I'll be the first one to say that Andy Reid, after like 5-0 starts and 6-0 starts, he loses focus because he's focusing on which barbecue do I have for lunch? Gates, Arthur Bryant, 239, instead of focusing on...
Am I supposed to be impressed that you can rip off, like, barbecue places?
They're all
Dickies,
really good.
Brothers Barbecue, Famous Dave's.
Whatever makes you happy, D-Mac.
Well, I mean, you know. What happened to your professional soccer? You couldn't get with KC United? Or,
Sporting KC.
Team Pork?
No.
What happens?
I'm short in
Sporting KC, right.
There's not a market for this. Soccer players are pretty.
You said you were professional. What professional league do you play in?
Yeah.
The short and bald league?
Soccer league.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. The Eastern Indoor Soccer League and the NPSL, the National Professional Soccer League. One more thing. Are you guys going to touch on the topic about the going for it on 4th-and-1 when you needed 2 scores? Is that a good decision? Great decision. You like it?
Who are you talking about? What team are you talking about?
Case Keenum on the... quarterback
Denver
snap.
Oakland this weekend.
Are you talking about the Broncos situation or are you talking about somebody else? Broncos? We can dig into it. I was all right with it. There was a lot of time still left in the game.
I thought in that situation, you get in that moment, you know, you have the perfect play call. It's early in the season.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what's the worst? I mean, they get the ball on the 1-inch line, and
if he would have kicked the field goal and we wouldn't have been able to get in, we would have been ragging on him so hard.
Yeah. No, I thought that was the right move. I was okay with the play call, too. Bruce Arians didn't like it, but I'm okay with Case Keenum running around. You got to do what you got to do here.
He didn't say nothing about Case Keenum running with the football on 3rd-and-3?
Yeah, that seemed to be okay.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
He took a bigger hit on a 3rd-and-3 run.
I know. You want to run your quarterback around. There's upsides and downsides. But your quarterback was struggling, and you've got to just get him in the mix and make things happen. Case was all fired up. Got that first down. Throwing his hand. First down. Just jumping into Matt Paradis' legs. Go back and watch that play, man. Paradis goes down. I mean, goes down. Can you imagine Paradis, right? Like
just blocking his guy.
Blocking his guy. All of a sudden, pow! What the? All right, now we're laughing. All right, moving on. We're still waiting for the Rockies lineup, huh? That hasn't come out yet. Curious about it. And perhaps a look at Demaryius Thomas, Al. You had some tough words to say about DT. We can revisit that a little bit. And we have the lineup. Okay, I don't want to know what it is till we come back from a break, and we'll do that next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
I just finished writing a first time in a long time.
Welcome back to college football, Urban Meyer.
I wrote finished writing a song. I haven't written a song in forever, but I got an idea in my head and I just did it. Got the lyrics to it, got the music to it, and I tried singing it. And I'm terrible. Can't sing.
But you say that, you know.
I got the whole song that kids can't sing.
I think everybody can learn to sing with coaching.
Nah. No. I mean, you could sing better. You could sing better than where you are, but.
Do you think everybody can learn the pitch of baseball?
No, definitely not.
I didn't say throw it hard. I'm just saying, you know, can everybody learn the pitch?
Definitely not.
See, I think everybody can.
You can get better at it, but, you know, better is what level are you talking about? Everybody can sing good enough to embarrass themselves at karaoke. Everybody. But what level is that?
Mm.
Everybody can, I can teach anybody or anybody can learn how to throw a ball, but can you throw a strike in the last inning of an important game?
Oh, well, that's
what are you talking about?
You're talking about mental makeup now.
You're just talking about, like, what, like company softball game or, like, company baseball game?
You know, if you took a kid who was 10 and
yeah. But what is pitching then? I mean, what is it? What is
I don't
it really?
Know. We had a 50-year-old pitcher here. Wasn't throwing hard.
Yeah, but he was throwing strikes in a Major League Baseball game. Is that the bar you're setting? That's pretty high.
I guess, do you think that you could teach any kid that is 13 the ability to throw strikes by the time he is 17?
No. Some kids
just
don't got it.
How about if he was 10?
Yes. Correct, I think I can teach any 10-year-old how to throw strikes by the time he's 11.
See, I believe that.
But that doesn't necessarily make him a pitcher. But
right.
I can teach him how to throw strikes.
Yeah, but you can teach him to throw strikes.
Like, you can just teach anybody how to sing a karaoke. It's not the same thing
like
as really singing.
You can teach anybody how to play golf, in my opinion. But to say that you can make the most important shots in the clutch, that takes a special some kind of person. You know,
you're kind of barreling down the John Gray trail here.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just...
There's different levels of everything, isn't
right.
there?
Right. Well, there are different levels, but, you know, a learned behavior is what it is. But a skill set is...
The sad thing about John Gray right now, I don't think John Gray right now has it.
Exactly. Like, he knows how to throw a lot, though.
I mean, think about how good the dude knows how to pitch. Think about how good he had to be to get to where he is.
But he's lost
something, man. When it's time to jump up that next step, he can't do it.
It's like, watching John Gray to me is like watching a guy, you know, who drops a football and then he looks at his hands. Like, why are you looking at your hands? What are you looking at your hands for? And then you clap, oh, man.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer was like, that kicker, or that guy, he didn't even mention his kicker by name, who he's already cut.
Because he lost it mentally.
He goes, Practice, he makes them all.
But it's weird to see a guy fall apart at that high level. Right, and then McManus steps up and he nails his, and he's been doing that since, you know, we won a Super Bowl. But I mean, it's just.
But he wasn't before. Do you remember there was a time the Broncos had three kickers?
That's right.
Or two kickers and a punter. Because McManus could kick it long, but they couldn't trust him to make field goals. And then that's, of course, preposterous, and you have to make a decision. And then he got better and better and better.
And then he was
great in the Super Bowl run, where I think he was 12 for 12 in the playoffs? I mean, he was unbelievable. And then last year, he really struggled in the beginning for some wacky reason. McManus is not a good kicker, a great kicker.
So is Dan Bailey, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he... By the way, if you're going to spend money on a special teams guy,
that's what you spend it on.
Oh, my God.
Don't spend money on a punter. Spend it on a kicker.
Spending money on a punter is insanely stupid, and there's tons of stats to prove it. You spend, if you find that field goal kicker,
right,
you treat him like gold. He's one of the most important guys on your team. Punters are, you should never spend much money on a punter. I'm actually really convinced the main reason the Raiders did get rid of Marquette King was much more financial than personal. I think there was an element of the personal thing to it, but I think, you know, there was an element of, like, what are we paying him? And then for the Broncos to make that decision it just doesn't make sense, especially because, first of all, you should never draft a punter. So why did we draft a punter in the first place? And then if we're actually going to spend that capital and draft somebody... Anyways, whatever.
I'm looking at career earnings for Sebastian Janikowski, who now kicks for the Seahawks. We just saw him. He missed one left. $52 million. That sounds about right for 19 seasons.
He's been unbelievably valuable to the Raiders, and he was drafted. Wasn't he a first-round draft pick?
Yeah, I think he was a first-round draft
pick. And he's valuable, too, for the Seahawks. And if you've got the ability, and Vinatieri's still in the league at 45, and Mort Anderson played until he was close to 50. So, no, these guys, and by the way, you don't have to kick the ball from 70 yards. They're not going to make you make one. You've got to kick the ball.
They don't have those kind of nerves.
You get paid from 40 to 55 yards.
Cash earnings for Adam Vinatieri. You want to take a guess?
$42 million.
Higher.
$60 million.
Higher.
$80 million.
Higher.
What? $100 million.
Lower.
$90 million.
Higher.
95.
Lower.
93.
Higher.
This is stupid. 94. 94.2.
94.
What are you doing?
$94 million.
All right, we got to go through the lineup.
Penitentiary. Wow.
We got it with John Gray. The Rockies lineup is out. It's very interesting. Bud Black has made a very, very interesting decision. Details next.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Well, John Gray is one thing. Trevor Story is something else. And we haven't had more details about the severity of his injury. However, he's not in the lineup tonight. Oh, man. An MVP type of season for Trevor Story. 2 weeks left and... It's drilled on the elbow. I'm sorry, doesn't get drilled. Dove for a ball and then felt something when he threw the ball. Man, just feel for him. Feel bad for him. Clayton Kershaw on the mound tonight against Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland's dad will not be at the game in L.A. He has to work. We learned that from the last interview. I had to laugh a little bit. You know, it's easy to fly from Denver out to L.A., right? It's not even expensive. I mean, I'm not passing judgment on Kyle Freeland's dad or any of the other Freelanders, but it'd be tempting, wouldn't it, just to hop on a flight after work and just get out to see your son pitch and then just fly home? I'd be tempted.
You know, I think that, you know, if I could give anybody any advice about your kid, if they ever go pro.
Okay. How many people are we talking to now? For you three people out there listening, here's some sage advice for these three people.
Let me give you the best advice I can give you.
All right.
If your kid ever goes pro, you don't go pro. Okay.
I would be able to help myself.
Yeah.
I would be going pro.
You know what?
I'm looking forward to going back to college.
Hey, you know, I saw, by the way, DJ Chones got married last weekend. To Brenda, his beautiful bride, and I was there, and I saw Tony V, and we all know and love Tony V, and you know that guy traveled to last one of his kids' basketball games for 4 years out of state, every weekend. He traveled to every last one of them. I couldn't do that. I don't know who does that. Would you be that guy?
Yes.
Every weekend?
I might just move. It depends. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, the lineup tonight for the Rockies. Charlie Blackman's leading off, playing center field. DJ at second. Nolan at third. Matt Holliday playing left field, hitting cleanup. So Holliday in the lineup. Ian Desmond hitting fifth, playing first. Para playing right field. Not Cargo, Para playing right field. Ionetta catching. Hampson playing shortstop. And Kyle Freeland pitching. So here's what Bud Black has decided to do, Al. He only has three lefties in the lineup against Kershaw. So
Cargo has been eliminated because
Parra's a lefty too. So he has decided, and I don't know what all the numbers are, that Parra gives them a better chance against Kershaw than Cargo.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not going to pass any judgment because, again, I do not know the numbers, and I'm going to guess that he has a significant reason.
It.
Yes, I have no doubts about that, and Cargo is definitely in a spot in his career where math matters. He's not in a spot where you just automatically put him out there. So I have no problems with that. I'm sure there's something there. You want to get Holliday in the game. You want to get him four at bats. So he's got to play, you know, a position. So you play the easiest position in baseball. That's left field. And you just hope for the best there. Here's what's interesting, though. Instead of going with another big bat like David Dahl, Cargo, or McMahon, which would be a show of offense. Now, they're all lefties. They're playing Hampson, and they're playing Hampson instead of Valleca. So, Bud's also telling you one of two things. I like Hampson's bat better than Valleca, or I like Hampson's defense. And by batting him eighth, I'm going to guess it's about defense. So, Bud Black today, Al, and this is the fun of baseball, you can second-guess managers, is putting more of an emphasis on defense against the Dodgers than offense.
Meaning that we hope that one of the five guys, excuse me, one of the six guys that play for the Dodgers won't hit it over the fence.
Well, every one of them, every
they got 20
guy
they
on the, including
guys.
Kershaw could hit it over the fence.
Yeah, I mean,
but
they got six guys on that roster right now that has 20 or more home runs.
What Bud's saying is I want a better defensive unit. I'm not willing to take chances defensively. And he values Hampson defensively more than Valeika. There's no way you could value Hampson offensively better than Valeika. Valeika's had much more Major League Baseball experience and has had way more success. No, this is clearly a defensive choice. It's got some offense in there because they want Holiday in the lineup. That makes sense with a right-hander against Kershaw. That all makes sense. But it is interesting for me to see that Bud is still concerned about the defense more than the offense. So despite getting five runs in four games, five runs in 36 innings, Bud Black decides to make more of a defensive arrangement here than offensive. He could have gone much stronger on offense, but it would have taken some definite risk defensively, and Bud's decided not to do that. You like that or not?
You know what I like? I like for our starting pitching to keep the ball on the ground. And if that is what we're playing for, then yes, I like the switch. And I like the opportunity to have better defense in the middle field than worry about a big bat. So if that's the plan, then we know what that is going into it, right? I mean, keep the ball down. And if it's going to be in play, then yes, I like it.
Because there were some, you know, creative thinkers out there who were throwing out, should you play Desmond at short? And then
that's what I thought was going to happen.
I don't know. At the end of the day, you know, you only have two lefties in the lineup aside from Freeland. So you have two lefties and you're taking your best shot defensively. I'm not overly critical of it. It actually makes the most sense. It does make the most sense.
That was a loud crowd last night in Los Angeles.
What, like in the fifth inning when they finally showed up?
Nah, I mean, it was. How much of the game did you watch?
I watched till about the fifth inning. Nobody was there in the first three innings.
Man, it was loud.
Not the first. There's nobody there in LA.
It was loud, dude. It was at least the microphones.
What part of the game were you watching?
I mean, maybe it was just the way they had the microphones. I mean, it just felt like, you know. And by the way, have you been watching baseball where they have been zooming in on the mic like you can hear the ball and it's like, I mean, it is. I mean, it is.
Sorry, would you like to do that again?
No, I do not. But anyway, it was. It's been interesting just to hear the game of baseball, like with the boom mics that are on, like, the pitchers when the ball leaves their hand. I watched it last weekend. I was like, I don't know what this is, but this is way more interesting when you can hear the baseball go from point A to point B. It's like, like, oh, how fast was that? 79.
79. That's not very fast.
I know, but with the sound effects, man, I'm telling you, man. Sounds good. It's what I've been working on. Just you know, I think it was in the Dodgers. Who they played at the Cardinals? Was that the matchup last weekend for the Dodgers? I think that was the game. It was on one of those networks, and I was sitting there watching. I'm like, man, come on, man, just you know. But if you root for the Cardinals, then they're still in this thing too. For the wild card.
Hampson, you know, this year, because I've got somebody that says it's more about offense. Hampson this year has 23 at-bats. 23.
He's been getting a lot of BP time.
Valeika has 120 at-bats. Now, Valeika's numbers are terrible. I mean, he's hitting 150 and only has six extra base hits. So if you've got some sort of faith that, you know, Hampson is a better offensive threat, but the dude's got 23 at-bats this entire year.
But we'll be watching.
So, to me, that's about defense. But Patrick disagrees. You disagree with me, huh, Patrick?
Yes, I sure do.
Based on what?
Hey, Hampson is a speed guy. So when you look at it on the face value, you got Freeland and Kershaw. You got a pitcher's duel. It's going to come down to small ball. And Hampson's got twice the speed Blake does on the pass.
Yeah, it's about defense, dude. Say they think he's a better defensive option at shortstop than Valaika.
Are you saying
Patrick, if it was really about speed, they'd lead him off or hit him second. If it was about getting on base, they'd hit him higher in the lineup. They wouldn't hit him eighth. It's about defense.
That's essentially, in the National League, eight is your second leadoff spot. Outside of the pitcher is going to move him over to second, or he's going to steal second, move him to third, and then you're waiting for
So you think a guy who has 23... what's his career at bats? His career at bats are 23. That's his career at bats is 23. You think 23 at bats trumps Pat Valaika's career 321 at bats?
Yeah, if Valaika's hitting higher than 150, I agree with you, D-Mac.
We're all holding our breath, Patrick. We're all on the same team here. We just got to get through and figure out how to win, right? One way or the other. A lot of ways to do it. I'm not against it. I'm not against it at all. If Hampson is fast, I'll give you that, for sure. But then again, you got a lefty throwing. So, you're going to be stealing on Kershaw? If you get on?
You're going first to third a lot easier, and your stock's flying a lot easier.
All right. I bet you loved baseball during the 70s, didn't you?
If I was alive in the 70s, yeah,
I sure would. All right, thank you, Patrick. Baseball's just not like that anymore, man. I mean, teams, whatever. Patty Barrels. It's funny that Pat Valaika's got a nickname, Patty Barrels. The guy's hitting 150.
How many homers?
Patty, no barrels.
How many dingers?
He's got two dingers. He only has two dingers. Not playing Carg. I don't know. It's about defense. It's cool. It's all good. We're all with you, bud. I think. Are we all with Bud? We feel okay about Bud.
I just can't believe that.
Are we all right with Bud?
Playing all of these games. What is it, like 140-something games, and we're sitting here looking at half games from first and second. Man, it's just ridiculous.
Here we go, baby.
Man. I mean,
every pitch, this is why baseball's awesome, by the way. If you can't get into this, if this isn't resonating with you.
All of this, man, the whole entire spring,
that's
summer.
That's awesome. Don't you think it's great?
It's just that I'm just exhausted with it, man. I'm like, man, golly, man. I thought, there's never a chance to relax with all these games.
Well, good. And it should feel like this all the way through the World Series. That's why baseball is great.
I love the postseason.
And you can make a million different suggestions here or there. Nobody's necessarily right or wrong. It's the nature of the game. It's fun. It's fantasy football with baseball every single night. It's freaking awesome. It's stressful, though. Right, Mark Schwerer?
Yes, very.
Stink, take it away.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
Every time I bury the Rockies, they respawn. They stick a fork in them. They spin it. They're out of gas. They can't close the deal. They can't hit, can't pitch, can't relief pitch, injuries. You guys don't got it. Nolan Arenado isn't going to give another speech about, trade deadline stuff. You don't have any motivation left. You spent it all. You worked too hard to get to this point. You thought you could cruise on the reserve tank for a while, but guess what? Ain't nothing left in the reserve tank. So, that's it. You're out of it. First time in 25 years, you're going to win your division. Mike had you win a division last week on Friday, and guess what happened? You go out there and drop a series to the Giants, and now you're 0-1 on a series to the Dodgers. Can't get it done. So, there you go, guys. Season's over. That's it. Unless, of course, they go out tonight, beat Clayton Kershaw. You know what it's going to take? It's going to take a great pitching performance from Kyle Freeland, but you know what else it's going to take? They're going to have to get some wood on the baseball.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.